Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Shalom, 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 family. Welcome back to Iblis Culture. I'm your brother, Ariel, coming from you from Bet Yahweh, Baltimore, Maryland, Kol Elohim. Thank you for joining me once again. Thank you, Abba Yah, for giving me your word, giving us another journey to go on, family. May in this journey we learn something. May in this journey we come closer to Abba and his walk through his word. He brings us closer to him. That's the bottom line. He brings us closer to him. He shows us more of his will as we continue this walk in his word, as he continued it. And for the brothers that's doing on the priest line with y'all, cut me out of that for just while we're on this line, because I can hear it coming through. I can hear the beeps and everything. So if you can, try to personalize those texts to brothers, because I still can hear you. Appreciate it. Thank you. And let me open up with an open prayer and thanking Abba once again for allowing me to speak his word and speaking through me, using me as a puppet. And prayfully at the end of this, we all learn Abba's will for us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Abba Yah, once again, for giving us life, Father, for bringing us closer to the Shabbat door, which will be open in a few moments, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I ask and thank you for the Morays that toil in your word, Father, those who put their lives on hold, Father, to sit down and bring forth your word, Father, to be puppets just for you, Father. I thank you for them, Father, and I ask that a special blessing be bestowed upon them, Father, as they also have to live lives in this darkened world, Father, that you continue to send your Malachim around them, your angels, Father, to shield them from this world and from the fiery darts that the adversary is forever shooting at them, Father. Father, that you bless their households, Father. You bless their families, Father. That you bless everything that they put their hand to, Father. Those who have to toil in your word, Father, your morays, Father. I thank you for them, Father. I thank you, Father, for the elders, Father, that gives us wisdom throughout the day, throughout the week, Father, throughout the years, Father. For the English, Father, who nurtures us, Father, and gives us motherly love, Father. And thank you for them, Father. Thank you for our coaches, Father, who is always there, who is to help me, Father. Thank you for those who are standing in the gap, who standing beside their husbands, Father, and helping them in the way, Father, that you continue to give them a special blessing, Father, because it's not easy being a Isha or a wife to a Moray, Father. So give them a special blessing too, Father. Give them a extra strength, Father, the strength only that you bestowed upon them, Father, that womanly strength, Father, so they can help their husband, Father, continue to walk in this way, Father. As they walk in their way, and keep themselves out of any hurt, harm, and danger, Father, to watch over them, Father. You watch over the yellow deeds, Father, those who Hasatan is trying to go after, Father, that you put a special hedge around them, Father, an extra Malachim around them, Father, because they are the future, Father. Even the young mothers, two of them, Father, the young sons, Father, that you watch over them, Father, and all of Israel, Father, who take hold of your covenant, Father, and believe in your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen? Amen. I'm excited about this one, family. Just looking forward to this. Was walking around, and Abba been talking to me all week long, and just excited about another journey another journey through his word where we will go in the past, the present, and the future, and we will see how Abba has been leading, how Abba has been guiding, and he is going to lead us through these darkened days that is coming, Father, as the Morays have been bringing out and the Elder has been bringing out. He is going to lead us through these things. So we as Israel, we as his Yeladid, his children, must just stay fast, Father. Stay fast. Stay in that straight and narrow lane. You know, stay in those footsteps that was laid down for us, Yahushua's. You know, one wise man once told us that if you look at that straight and narrow path, there's only one set of footsteps, and those are Yahushua's footsteps. And what we as believers have to do is get in those footsteps, and every step that he takes, we take right behind him, straight and narrow. There's nothing out of it. There's no to the left, no to the right. But we thank Abba with his loving commitment and his loving kindness that when we go to the left and go to the right, that he brings a brother, he brings a sister, he chastises in love. You know, he brings us back because he don't want none of us to go astray. He don't want no life to perish, that he says in his word. You know, and we're going to be talking about for this next 6 weeks. Today is just an introduction. Why prophecy? You know, why did Abba give us prophecy? You know, we're going to talk about that. And I got an opportunity to talk to Mav Moray, our spiritual leader here at Bet Yahweh, Rabbi Yaakel, yesterday, because every time I teach and what I'm teaching, I always call him. I always call him and sit down and talk to him. Because like he said last week, he said something in his teaching last week about people who ask questions. And that's what I do. I love talking to my spiritual leader. I love it. I love asking him questions. I love talking to him when I'm on fire, because if I'm on fire, he's going to get on fire. And y'all know, if y'all ever had a chance to sit down and talk to Brother Yaakel one-on-one, he loves the word. And I love that he loves the word, and when he get to talking, the fire get to coming, and woo, I'm just taking mental notes, and the best I can put it is the way you have a favorite subject of anything. I don't care what it is. If you love sports, and whoever you talk to about sports, they got a vast knowledge of sports, and they just start talking. And you just sit there and you eat it up, whatever thing it is. You know, it could be algebra, you know, and you just love your algebra teacher. And he or she at that moment, they'll talk because they know their stuff. But it's a little different when it comes to the word of Yahweh, because there's a many people who have knowledge of the word. Knowledge. But as the brother put out last week, Brother Harvell, I believe, understanding, that's the difference. Because majority of us today can pick up a word, pick up a Bible, and we can read it. I know somebody's talking about they read the Bible from beginning to end, and you come to find out when you're talking to them, they have no understanding. No understanding of the word. So for me, and I know I'm not the only one, for the rest of the brothers, and you heard the stories about when you talk to Rabbi Gershom and Daniel, it's no different for me when I talk to Rabbi Yaakel. Boy, they get on fire for that word, and prayerfully you taking mental notes because Yahweh is using them. And you ask them questions. I know I do. I ask questions so I can keep feeding that fire, and because he loved the word so much, and because I love the word, and whatever you love, and you have that person, and you can talk to them, and they're going to take you where you need to be. That's how it is for me when I talk to my rabbi. Because I'm just taking mental notes. When I told him about what it was, and he started talking, and he just started running it down and breaking it down. And because I'm feeding him. Because when one, two, or three in his name, he's there. He's in the midst. So I'm feeding him, and he feeds me at the same time. And I just love it. I just love it. He gave me three things that he should be looking forward to, or to think of three things that Abba gave him about wild prophecies, and we're going to read about that tonight, too. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to share with y'all what he shared with me. But I just love him. I just love talking to him and getting him open, and he gone. He gone. He stopped talking so much. Ooh, I'm supposed to bring that out. And he didn't blow something out. He was supposed to save and tell for a teacher. But that's what that spirit does. You want to share Yahweh's spirit. I know the brothers always say that I'm always talking because I want to share what he shared with me. I want everybody to have that feeling of wow, of ooh, I want you to have that the same thing when you're watching your favorite TV show or you're watching your favorite football sport or game or whatever it is. With this thing, is you get when that word of Yahweh is open up to you. But the difference is there is a difference, is that you grow. You learn. You become closer. I thought I put that on that one. Excuse me. And it just fills you. It fills you. You ever pay attention to the mores, especially when we was together, when they finished, and you can tell that Yahweh was on them. It's like their being is filled. And you yourself, if you ever had that feeling when you know Yahweh and showed you something, and he didn't fill your being up. He didn't had you so on fire. It's like you walking on air because you so light, but you feel. And that's what it's like. That's what it's like. It's like the word of Yahweh does that for us. It fills us. It gives us something that this world will never be able to give. It would never be able to give us. And the closest that Yahweh gave us as a physical to that feeling, a man and a woman coming together. That's the closest feeling that you can have of being filled with the Ruach moving upon you. That's the closest you can get in this physical world to that. And I pray each and everybody and the sound of my voice, get that feeling. Get that. Because that feeling right there, it will bring you closer, a closer relationship to the Father. And if you got that person that you know that's going to start talking about the word, yeah, everybody got a somebody in their family or somebody they know that got a blab mouth. When you get that Ruach to talking, that Holy Spirit that's on a brother, that's on a sister, every now and then try to get with them. As much as possible, try to talk to them, try to run a question cross so you can get that fire started. But it's even more better when you come with the fire, because then they're going to start feeding off of your fire. You know, that's been happening many times with my brothers. We talking, and that fire started jumping from him and jumping to me, and we're going back and forth. And he's sitting there like a proud father. I'm going to feed him, I'm going to feed him. And the same thing, I'm quite sure that happened with the sister. I'm quite sure that happened. The same thing. You know, and for those who, and I shouldn't have to say that, but for those who may come across and say, oh, Lord, look at them. I told you they worship a man. They worship a man. Oh, fools. That's all I'm going to call you, is a fool. And that's a lot. The brother said it, that they should be teachers by now, but they don't know Yahweh's word. No. We don't do that here. I'm encouraged here. Church here is to love Yahweh with all your heart and all your might. But Yahweh have given a system that we uphold and we have understanding of. Elisha worshiped a man when he called Eliyah, Elijah, his father. Elisha had the school of the prophets and the school and all these men following him. Was he, they worshiping a man? Or was it something set up inside of Israel? Israelites jumping on the bandwagon or jumping on this new thing that they think is new, the new flavor of the month. Understanding of when Brother Shaw, scripture says in the book of Acts that Brother Shaw over sitting at the feet of Gamaliel, that's how you learn in Israel. great teacher in Israel who was filled with the Ruach and followed Yahweh. Brother Shaul said, follow me as I follow Yahweh, as I follow Yahushua. Put your babies in the Word. Just sit down and listen. You babies that's in the Word, sit down and listen. Stop trying to be a teacher. If that's what Abba have for you, then you'll get there. First of all, you got to sit and learn, Yahushua. Come and learn of me. Well, Talmudim set at his foot. Your son of Nun followed Moshe everywhere he went. Had the school of prophets. You have that. We always had a teacher-student relationship inside of Israel. Always. It's these fools who's jumping up and talking about you don't have to go to service. You don't have to listen to this man. You can read the Bible. You don't know. You're out of the will of Yahweh. Israel, you just got the surname. You just got Israel as the last name. That's it. But you're not in the will. You're not a part of the family. Pastor, until you come to understand and learn the ways of Israel, Yisrael, Pastor, you have not been adopted into the family yet. Let's get back to this word, family. I don't know what that probably had to come out for somebody. Somebody. We're talking about why prophecy. You know, think about the word. The word is it's filled with history. Filled with history. And it's also filled with prophecy. So if we're going to say why prophecy, we have to go through some prophecy, which we're not going to go through today, no prophecy. We're just going to lay a foundation today. We're going to bring in an introduction today to why prophecies. But believe it or not, family, prophecies have been fulfilled. Prophecies have been coming out for the longest time. We have been going through prophecies as long as we've been going through the word of Yahweh. We went through a whole prophetic book. Although the whole book is prophetic, but we just came through the book of Enoch, who talked about end time. It start off talking about right now. This book is for the last generation. Whether we're in the last generation or not, I have no idea of that. Abba will reveal that. He can reveal that. But are we in the last days? I can say that. And remember what I said. Listen closely. Last days. Not the last day. Last days. Yes, we are. I do believe and understand that. But the whole book of Enoch was about this end time, these end times. That was a whole book of prophecy. Brother Harbaugh just read in the book of Ezra about a prophecy. That was a prophecy that he read about these plagues that Abba said he was going to do. Yahushua said this to Hillel, Hasatan, Satan, for those who don't know. When he took him up on the mountain, and he's trying to tempt Yahushua. Yahushua told him this, get behind me, first of all. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. So it's not just physical body that he's talking about. You're all right, this, you're going to eat that. You're going to eat. But what's going to sustain that spirit that's inside you, that's going to give that spirit life that's inside you, is life itself. That means my Father's word is alive, it's life. And that's what should sustain you, some of it. Not just the history part, not just the part that you are an Israelite, but how about the part that says Israel, Father Abraham, or Abraham, your kids going to be in slavery for 400 years. 400 years. That's a prophecy that he told Father Abraham. So us and living in today, we got to go back. We got to find out what he's talking about. We got to dig in there. We got to find out exactly what he's talking about. So if so many prophecies without the Torah, without the scriptures, we got to go in there, we got to find out, because Yahushua said that every word out of the mouth, every word, not just the dietary law, not just the do's and don'ts, but I left stuff in there, Abba, so you can survive in this word, so you can be warned in this world. You can't say I ain't warn you when they come upon you, because all you had to do was go back in my word, and my word said it. Us in the Kohanim, the Marines, we've been talking about all these plagues that we had been seeing. We had a great conversation on the priest line about how many other people in the world watching these things. That's why the scripture said, the song just said, he set watchmen upon the walls. Watchmen. So we can watch these things. We can look for these things. We can take notes. That was sure said, and for me, my favorite chapter of the whole book, Matthew, Matityahu 24, ran down the whole chapter. Pay attention to this. I'm warning you. Things won't come to pass. Things are going to happen. Yes, remember the Shabbat day, but hey, if this thing kick off on the Shabbat day, don't come back. Pray that it don't kick off on the Shabbat day. Pray that this persecution don't kick off on the Shabbat day. You know, pray it don't. Matter of fact, if it kick off and you got clothes in the washing machine, don't go back and get the clothes out the washing machine. You got your favorite butter boots. You got your favorite Timberlands, your favorite shoes, your favorite pair of shoes, your coat, all that. Don't go back. You got caught, persecuted. Hold up. Didn't I just tell you, if you kick off, don't run back to your house? That's what, in essence, he's saying. Don't go back. Go back to your house. Don't say, oh, I got to get this. Nope. He said, leave it. That's a prophecy. That's a warning he's giving us. So we're going to go through something. Matter of fact, let me get into my opening scripture. My opening scripture is in Romans 15:4, family. And I'm going to be reading out of the King James tonight, family. I'm normally out of the World English Translation. But tonight I will be reading out of the King James. And that is in Romans 15:4. I've been talking. So let me just open up with this scripture. It's just an introduction. Why prophecy? For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Ever written aforetime. Whatever scriptures, whatever prophet he said to write these things down is for a reason. It's for that generation and it's for us today. We just got to sit under the right moray. We'll have that right relationship with Abba so we know how to apply it to our lives today. Because it's just as valid today as it was yesterday. Just as valid. Matter of fact, in some cases, more valid. Because it was written for a certain time. Oh, brother, what you talking about? It was written for a certain time. The life of Yahushua HaMashiach was written for a certain time to come into the world, to be the Savior, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. In council, before the foundation of the world, at this time, Yah said to Yahweh, you'll get that another time, or keep listening to that Yahweh, and the brother may bring that out, or it may be in the archives. Said to Yahweh, I'm going to need you to go down there and lay down your life for them at a certain time. Okay, thy will be done. A couple thousand years later, Gabrielle, go down there to Miriam, tell her that she's going to have a child. What? How am I going to have a child? Like, me and this man, me and Joseph, we ain't had nothing yet. Don't worry about that. You have been chosen to have this child way before the foundation of the world. Same thing. A specific time that prophecy was written for is more some prophecies and sometimes the word is written for this generation, past generations, and future generations. Every prophecy, the word of Yahweh, we just don't pick up and just start reading and everything is done right then and there. There are time frames that Abba work on, that Yahweh works on. And that's the point. Some may be for today and now day and now. Some prophecies. Prayfully, by the end of this 6 week journey that we go through, that Abba have shown us through his word when these prophecies were fulfilled and when will they be fulfilled. Amen? Amen. Romans 15:4, one more time. That's the opening scripture. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. That we go in that word and we see what I've written about today and see how we can apply it to our lives today. Amen? Amen. So, the definition of prophecy. And because we just want to go through the introduction today, family. And I'm going to go through that definition in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, which, pray for me to come out, that's free. Okay. I got it. Don't worry about it if it don't come up on this one. I texted to myself. So I ain't got to worry about it. Yep, here we go. I ain't got to worry about oftentimes messing with the airwaves. The foretelling or prediction of what is to come. Something that is declared by a prophet, especially a divinely inspired prediction, instruction, or exhortation. A divinely inspired utterance or revelation. Amen? So that's what a prophecy is. You know, something that a prophet or whoever at that moment Yahweh uses. Ever Yahweh chooses to put his spirit on at that moment to tell you a prophecy. Because it's not always just a prophet of Yahweh out of the line of Israel. It can sometimes be somebody outside. We have to have our ear trained to hear when Abba is speaking to us. Now, let me give you some understanding of what I'm saying. Yes, for the most part, Israel and Abba chooses the prophets out of Israel who already have an understanding of his word. Yes. But sometimes Abba can use any and everything to speak, maybe just directly to you. And even with me and the brothers, we like to throw around the names of the hurricanes and the timing of them. As the brother Harrell brought out last week about the timing of these two hurricanes that came back to back, or even just the name of the hurricane. Those who have an ear, they are listening. They are paying attention. Because Abba is speaking to those that is his. That's either male or female. That you pay attention. You're listening. How many times you've been going through something or something was heavy on your mind and you didn't roll past something or a car or something and you saw a scripture. Or a car ran, came in front of you or something somehow that you saw something and you went to the word and it was something just for you, and you knew that was Abba talking to you. So, yes, Abba can use any and everything to speak a word. But on a grander scale, he always uses his prophets. On a grander scale, the uses and prophets. And even like the hurricane, he would use his prophets, one of his chosen, to explain those things. It's just up to the people to believe. He leaves that, he give that prophet understanding of what's going on, and the prophet will go and tell the people, but it's up to the people if they believe that Yahweh was speaking. It's up to the people to believe. So let's go and see some prophets, how the Spirit of Yahweh is put on something. And I thought this was powerful when I read it yesterday. When I read it, sat down and got a chance to put the lesson together. And I read it many times, but when I read it again yesterday, I said, oh, three things popped out of that that I didn't see before. But we won't see it tonight. Let's go to Bamidbar, that's Numbers chapter 11, 16 through 27. That's Numbers chapter 11, 16 through 27. Remember, prophecy, something that was inspired. Keep that in mind as we read this. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not alone, not thyself alone, excuse me. And say, excuse me, we just missed something. Let me slow it down for somebody who just read that, who just heard that. Yahweh said that he's going to take some of the spirit of Moses and put on his 70 elders. So that means some men has more of abundance of the spirit than other men. That Abba can take some that's already that's on this man, and this man, and it don't diminish the spirit that's on the man. That's just all the spirit that Yahweh gives. Because that man has a closer relationship with Abba. No different than what I was talking about earlier about Brother Yahweh. I am still a student of Yahweh's word and still sitting under the foot of Brother Yahweh. So I love to get him talking because I know the spirit of Yahweh is on him more abundant than it is on me. Why? Because he has been chosen for that. He has been anointed for that. And we have a long line of Israelites that we can say that about. No different than what we talked about earlier, that Brother Shaul said that the scripture said that Brother Shaul was at the foot of Gamaliel, who was his teacher. Elisha at the foot of Eliyahu, Elijah, who was his teacher. The 70 elders, even when Elisha was at the mountain, and he was able to see the horsemen when he was surrounded by the army. He was able to see the horsemen, but his servant that was with him wasn't able to see. So Abba said, pray to Abba, open his eyes. Because there's some ways or some things that we, still servants of Yah, may not see. Our relationship and our position with Abba, for lack of a better word, is not as close as that one. That doesn't mean that we are less of in Abba's eyes. We're just not as close as that one. And I hope I can, the best way I can explain it is that way for those who may just be hearing something like this. And we'll take this other story, the other scriptures. When after these brothers get the spirit on them, when they go up to the mountain, the 70 elders went as far. The son of Nun went as far, but Moshe went the furthest. That's the best I can put it for you. But Yahweh takes his spirit and puts it on people. Some are for this one, Not that it's diminishing whatever he gave Moshe. That's how abundant the Spirit of Yahweh is. All right. Let me start at 17 again, family. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And say thou unto these people, sanctify yourselves, set yourself apart against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For you have wet ears of Yahweh, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, Yahweh will give you flesh, and you shall eat it. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, neither 20 days. Y'all just hear Abba's voice getting louder and louder as he's saying it, because they done pissed him off. You shall not eat it 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out of your nostrils and it be loathsome unto you, because that you have despised Yahweh, which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Mitzrayim? Can y'all imagine that, though? The Most High? I mean, just the climax of his voice, the anger, the hurt that he feels. In slavery, hard bondage down there. Y'all want to go back because you can't eat. Imagine that. How I would feel. But one thing, we read over it, we heard it, but did we pay attention to it? And let's bring that up to today when I was speaking through his morays. He said, I am among you, Israel, among you. Hold on, where did we get that at? It's in 18. Let me read it again. Bear with me, family. I'm trying to find that. Oh, it's in 20. Let me read it again. But even a whole month until they come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that you have despised Yahweh among you. How can we ask him for anything or worry about anything when the Most High, the creator of all things, is among us? Question, do you believe it? Do you believe that he is among us? Not saying that we are the only ones he among, but just on the word alone, just on the understanding of the word alone, we can surely say, for the 20 plus years that I've been here, he is among us. No doubt. We have been in the wilderness for these as long as Bet Yahweh has been a congregation, and he has been guiding all along. Israel, even Israel, not just all of them, but Israelites here, then, and just swear, he said he sprinkled them all over the world. He has been guiding certain ones all along. He has been among us. Do we believe that? Can we testify with a hallelujah that he is among us, that he is guiding us? Let's not be like our forefathers, though. but even a whole month until it come out of your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that you have despised Yahweh, which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, hallelujah, why came we forth out of Egypt? Don't let life get you that bad, family. Did it ever get to that point to say, why did the world did I come to serve Yahweh? Because in essence, that's what they're saying. Why did I serve you, Yahweh? Get that bad, family. And trust me, it can get bad. It can grab hold of you. And it can squeeze. But don't get it. Don't get it. Don't let it get that bad that you regret serving the Most High Yah. You hear me? Don't ever regret. And you don't even have to say it out your mouth. You don't have to say it. He is a mighty one, forever present. Remember, you hear our thoughts are far off. So he know your spirit. He know what is in us. Don't let our words, don't let our deeds, don't even let it, don't even let your mouth come to that. Why did I ever serve Yahweh? Don't ever come to that. I don't care what you got to do. Reach out to a brother or sister. Whatever you got to do, you hold on. Believe. 21. And Moses said that the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. You know, again, let's put ourselves there. Let's follow the story, and let's let the Ruach put us there. The Ruach can put us 4,000 years from now, from here. It could put us right there if we allow it. The conversation that Moshe and Yahweh is having right now. Moshe, hold up. It's over 600,000 people out there, Yahweh. You want me to feed them for a whole month? Let's listen to Moshe. Shall the flock and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And Yahweh said unto Moses, we hand wax short. He was yelling at first. But when he said that, he didn't yell. Moshe and him is having a conversation. He didn't yell at Moshe. His voice, it came to a calm. Is my hand short, Moshe? Do you believe? I just showed you 10 signs. You believe my hand too short? I made it dark in the middle of the day. It stayed dark for 24 hours. For so much, man ain't never see that. See, the angel of death to come through the night, all you had to do was paint some blood on your door. Pass over you, but all the Pharaoh's kids and everything in his household in Egypt, God that was firstborn, I said that was going to happen. Now that I made the frogs, the leaves, and lice, and all these things come upon Egypt. Make quail just in an abundance fly this way? Is my hand too short, Moshe? Israel, is Yahweh's hand too short to do anything? Is anything too hard for Yahweh? Is anything too hard for him? Prayfully, and there's nobody that believes that there's anything too hard for you. You may have been praying for the longest time, and he may not have answered you yet. Father Abraham waited 25 years for a prayer to be answered. We don't know how long Joseph was in the prison down there. We don't know how long he went through that turmoil from being sold by his brothers into slavery. from the Mitchellites to the Israelites, I mean to Egypt, to Egyptians. Till we don't know how long it took before his father, Yaakov, and his brothers came down there for a famine. Down there living in a whole nother reality, not even at that point understanding that he had to go through this to save his family. So there's nothing too short or too hard for our family. Nothing. This pandemic or these plagues that Abba is allowing to come upon this world. I know the man said we're moving in stage 3, but Abba said stand down. Stand down. I'm going to take his word over Gabba Hogan's word, over Mayor Jack Young's word, over Donald Trump's word. And these are the three leaders, the local government and executive, all three. I'm going to take Yahweh's word over all this. There's nothing that's too short for me. So they want to open the country up. Israel, we don't run out there like that. He told us to stand down. No, we're not running back up in the stores and the malls and all that. Told us to stand down. Said the second wave is going to be worse. I'm going to take Abba's word over this all day long. So we're going to read some things a little later on, some concrete evidence that Yahweh's word is real. Some concrete evidence. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, is Yahweh's hand waxed short, that thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not? What did he tell Moses at the sea reeds? Stand still and see the salvation. And in essence, he had to tell Moshe again, hold up. You already see if my word is true or not. Now, I didn't prove it to you through the 10 plagues. I didn't prove it to you when you was at the sea of reeds. I got to keep proving myself. Make me think of the 5 heartbeats. If you ever saw that. Man, wife, every time he turned around, she messing, she in another woman's face. Every time he turned around, she in another woman's face. And what did the man say for those who saw it? Every night, I got to fight to prove my love for you. Yahweh said, oh, look at that. Look at that little tidbit right there. Every time I turn around, I got to fight to prove my love to you, Israelite. Y'all the hard-headed, stiff-necked on the planet Earth, but I love you. Time I turn around, I got to prove myself to y'all. I do miracle after miracle, show you way after way, and I still got to turn around and prove myself to y'all. Same thing the brother said in the 5 heartbeats. That's where they get it from. They got that from Yahweh. Because Yahweh, that's the relationship he has with us, Israel. With us. Every time he turned around, he got to prove his love to us. Israel, his children, his wife. Let's go back. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, is Yahweh's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and it did not. But there remained 2 of the men. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And the spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. Yahweh's word is true. Yahweh is the one who puts his spirit on a man. There's nothing a man, woman, child, or baby, nothing, nobody can do to get that honor. Come that living sacrifice and show him that we are worthy of that honor of his Ruach being on us so we can prophesy. And that's one of the things we wanted to talk about, that Yahweh has to put the spirit of prophecy on you. But again, why prophecy? We're still building that. We're still building. Now we're just going to read a couple of scriptures. Why prophecy? And we're going to go to Bereshit 17. Genesis 18:17. Why Yahweh want to warn us? Why he give us prophecy? And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? You have to be very special. And you know, we have read, and I'm quite sure all those heard anything about Abraham, that he is a friend of Yah. Yahushua called his Talmudim, friend. And those that came behind the Talmudim, they are friends too of Yah. That's one of the reasons why prophecy. Because Abba do not want his kids caught up or ignorant to what's going to happen in this world system. If I truly am the Most High, and y'all truly are my kids, I have to give you a way to escape it. No, it's no rapture. No, I'm not. That's some garbage. Excuse me, and did not want to offend or mean to offend anybody who believe in that. But you can call me afterwards, or you can just put in this, your search engine for rapture, and you will not find rapture in the scripture. Not one place. Not one place. That is a doctrine of devils that's written in the book of Timothy, that the book of Timothy talk about. Doctrines of devils. Rapture is that. And how you know that? Because you just go through what Yahushua just told him in Matthew 24. He told him all this tribulation going to come on him. Not one time did he say, you know what, don't worry about it. I'm going to come down, I'm going to scoop you up, and y'all going to be up out of here before it really hit the fan. No. Because if that was the case, Brother John, Brother Yaconin, where was his rapture? His head got chopped off. All the apostles, where was their rapture? Where was the brothers and sisters who was put in the lion's den? When you read in the book of Acts that these brothers and sisters were persecuted for the word, where was their rapture? You know, when you read history books, that these quote-unquote Christians, when they first was coming in, the way of Israel was killing us, killing our forefathers. Where was their rapture? Where was the rapture? Go back and you read in Josephus about the destruction that took place and the killing that took place in Israel. Where was the rapture? As a rapture. No such thing as the rapture. But back to what we was talking. He warns us because he do not want us to be ignorant of this world system. And matter of fact, let's go and read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, another reason why prophecy. Second Corinthians, that's 2:11, chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now, you take it upon yourself to go and look in and read on down to verse 11, because it gives you more of a fuller thought than what I just took that one scripture and read it. But what he's saying, what Brother Shaul is conveying to us through, Yahweh is conveying through Brother Shaul to us, is Satan can get advantage. Satan have devices out here. In other words, I don't want my kids, I don't want y'all to be ignorant. I don't want y'all to fall in the traps that he's setting for y'all. And the trap is this world, the whole world. Another scripture says he's the God of this world, not in the essence of that he created anything, but the world system, how it's being ran right now, how Yahweh is allowing it to be ran right now. He is the king, so to speak, or the president, to bring it down a little bit, in this realm right now. He is setting up laws, regulations, and guidelines. And how the world is being ran now, right now, is on his behalf. You know, Todaaki, that's how the world is being ran. He is the God of this world, in the other scriptures. Right now, Yahweh is showing us that he has devices. He has tricks. He has pitfalls for us. I don't want y'all to be ignorant. That's why I prophesy. That's why I'm going to give you prophecy. I'm going to show you a foretime way before you get there what is going to come in this world, how this world is going to be going before you get there. All you have to do is pay attention to my words. Let's move over a couple of chapters, family, to 2 Corinthians 4:4. Matter of fact, and this is it right here. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Mashiach, who is the image of Yah, should shine unto them. Again, the scripture says that he is the God of this world. He is the one that is running this world system. Every sitting president, every sitting prime minister, every sitting ruler in this world, system that is, answers to Hasatan. How do we know that, and how can I say that? Because not man, one of them is set up on the laws, statutes, and judgment of the Torah. If they have some type of democracy, some type of monarchy, is not set up upon the Torah, it's Satan's guideline. It's Satan rules. It's Satan rules and regulations. If it's not set up on the Torah, every sitting ruler is sitting under him. Every sitting ruler in this world system. That's how Yahweh can say that he is the God of this world. Yahweh knows who is the true mighty one of this world. And I'm not even going to go there where I was going to go, but that's all right. We got one more scripture before we get into the last scripture, and that is Jeremiah 29:11. Give me a second to get there, family. And this is why I prophesy. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Yahweh, thoughts of shalom and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And another scripture says to give you hope. That's why I prophesy. Because right now, the world is looking, the people of the world is looking, and they're looking at a dire strait. In these last 5 months, people need psychiatrists. More people are breaking down. But we who cling unto Yahushua, who keep those commandments, we have hope. Wow. Because we know what our thoughts is towards us. We know that he's going to guide us through these darkened times. If we believe this hope that we have, when the world is panicking, the only time we mess up is we want to be a part of it. That's the only time we mess up, when we want to be a part of it. But if we stay with these gates of Yahweh, the gate of the Torah, his son Yahushua, we'll be all right in this darkened world. we will be okay. Because he, his thoughts towards us is shalom, is peace, not evil. That's why I give y'all prophecies. So y'all can look at my word and y'all can say, okay, I will say it right here. Don't go left. Turn right. Oh, you know he hard it. He went right. He turned left anyway. What happened to Mike? You know he turned left. Oh, he hard here. Oh, well. That's us. That's Israel. If he say turn right, turn right. Don't even ask why you turn right. I'll turn right and then ask. But why did we turn right? Ain't that what we do as people, black people anyway? We run. One person start running. We don't stand there and ask a question. Then why we gonna question our way? Let one person start running. I don't care how old he is. Everybody in the black community anyway gonna start getting it. Running. And when we stop, we're going to ask the question, why are we running? It's an hour when he say turn right. Turn right and then ask him. Give me understanding. Why did we have to turn right? And at that moment, he's going to give you understanding because you listen to him. Amen? All right, we got one more scripture and we're going to, and we're talking about prophecy. We're talking about inspired word. For those who may not believe in prophecies, we got some tangible things we're about to read. If you don't believe our word is true, again, we're going to keep it basic. It's basic today. We're not even going deep, but we're going to stay basic. We're going to read Bereshit chapter 1, the whole chapter. And this is an inspired word. Just look around you. Breathe the air. Look at the next human being to you. Look at the trees. Look at the animals. Look at everything. Because at one time, it was just a thought. And then it became a word. And the word produced it. And now look what we have. Like he told Moshe, just wait and see if my word come true. Now, and don't question it. Chill. Wait and see if my word come true. So let's read Bereshit Akkad, chapter 1. Let's read Genesis 1, the whole chapter. Just to go through, just to get some tangible evidence that Yahweh's word is true. And as my brother Ahab said, everything is in the beginning. Everything is in the beginning. Hallelujah. In the beginning, Yah created the heaven and the earth. No, excuse me. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light that was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which, were above the firmament, and it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the earth gathered together the waters called the seed, he called seed. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Let's stop right there just for a moment. Just for a moment, because we got to touch that. He said, let it bring forth herbs and fruit whose seed was in itself. Why is man trying to change that? Why is man trying to take the seed out of what's being produced, the fruit? It's food for thought. There's something to think about. Now, if you're a person who loves seedless anything, you got to ask your question, especially if you know 10 years ago that seeds was in everything. Now, 10 years later, you eating fruit with no seeds because you want to be lazy and you don't want to pick the seed. You don't want to pick the seed. You got to ask the question, how in the world did they do that? What did they have to do for it not to grow? Seeds in it. And another question you ask, how can it reproduce? Because if you're taking the seed out, now, if it's not reproducing, what are we truly eating? Just food for thought. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw it, and it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And Elohim said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, the sun and moon. He made the stars also, and Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night. I told we can keep it simple. I'm going to leave it right there. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the opening firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moves with the waters, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw it, that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and every and cattle after his kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, all the earth, excuse me, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. And to the beasts of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, which there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and the morning for the sixth day. Now, if that ain't proof enough for you, I don't know what else going to prove anything that the word of Yahweh is true. All that is tangible, all that every human being on the face of the planet can see. We can go look in the mirror and say that I was wonderfully made. Wonderfully made. We can do that, each and every human being. So, family, throughout these 6 weeks, five more after this one, because we're about to close out, ask Abiyah to open up and continue to feed you and continue to give you understanding of his word so he can guide us through these darkened times. Amen. Let me close out with a prayer. Let me get to closing prayer. My closing remarks. My benediction. He's a border. Bless all you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Bless all you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Bless all you, Yahweh, the holy power. Bless all you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Bless all you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Bless all you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Bless all you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with Shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, Abiyah, for giving us your word, for allowing me to speak, for being a vessel for you, Father. Thank you for that. Father, I ask and pray for those who heard your word tonight and those who listen to your word, that you do all three, Father. You water, you plant, you water, you get it increase, Father. That your word do what it's supposed to do, Father. That it break through the barriers that may hold it back. That it reached what you needed to be reached, Father. Father, ask and pray for all of my rays once again. Father, that the beginning of this day, the beginning of the week, that your Shabbat, Father, that it be prosperous to them, Father, that they be prosperous throughout the week, Father, till next Shabbat, Father. All the Emus, all the Yaradis, Father, all the Akotis, all the Ox, Father, that you continue to uphold us, Father, that you can continue to keep us from this darkened world and allow your light, your word, to be that light to us, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.
Because you have rejected his intent.